the East Side to Dowling to Des Moines and now to Elkhart. She's covering sports wherever she goes. It's Mal the Sports Gal on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.
Before we talk about the Hawkeye game, Mal,
it's time for Mal the Sports Gal's top three.
Okay, this is something new we're doing. We asked for Mal's top three worst things about summer coming to an end. She gave us the first two in our first segment. Now, the number one thing you're going to miss with summer ending, Mal.
I think we all can agree on this except for one of you. It's the return of the pumpkin spice.
I don't know what you're saying, Mal.
Well, I'm talking about Kurt. I think there's a pumpkin spice truly out there with his name on it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Ooh, delightful. So crisp and refreshing.
You're absolutely right, Mal. No question.
You're right, Ken, because that's exactly... Kurt would try anything. You know how he gets giddy about things. So he would try it. I did try Truly this summer. I'm not going to lie, and it's not too bad.
They're very tasty.
Come on over to the dark side.
Next up, try the Corona Limonadas. They're also very good. High noons aren't bad either.
But there's pumpkin spice everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm really concerned that I have a couple words that are my pet peeves in the world, and one is when people say pumpkin. And if I hear pumpkin spice, or, you know, I want the other word is wolf, if anybody cares, and you call them wolf. But anyway.
Well, it's better, Mal. It's better than when people say PSL. Like, ooh, I already got my PSL. Like, it's a unique club, you know? And it just leaves the rest of us thinking, what the hell's PSL?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you know what it is. You've had that rubbed on you at the East Village Spa several times. The PSL treatment.
She speaks truth. Mal, the sports gal, there were her top three things she's going to miss about summer. All right, Mal, so let's get to the hockey. Guys, now they open up right in the Big Ten against Indiana.
You know, we always ask for it. Like, we don't want these stupid games. We want to start right with the conference and get going. No, we don't. I really don't want to. But it's kind of cool. It happens to be the year Indiana's good. Iowa is, they look pretty good on paper, as they usually do. This year, they're going to be the Iowa team. Iowa being Iowa. And I saw a poll where a lot of fans were all over the place what they thought their record was going to be this year, you know? And personally, I think they're going to end up with like a 9-3 record. Iowa's a really tough team to project out of the gate because sometimes they have a bad first game. They're one extreme or the other. But Indiana was sneaky good last year. They have a quarterback, Michael Penix. You got to be really careful when you write this name down because it can really cause a beep.
Yes, it could.
But he's a mobile quarterback, and that's the new thing. If you're just a pocket passer, you know you're going to get run over, and you know he's. But from what I understand, he's not running as much, but he's still going to run. Iowa has to stop him. They have to run the ball to Tyler Goodson. Spencer Petras, I still don't know how I feel about that guy. Last year, I kind of said, I like him, and I always like quarterbacks, but I shouldn't. That's my jam. But that's why I have a Jay Cutler jersey still.
Right. But
Spencer Petras, he's got to figure this out. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's very efficient. And I want to see Iowa just run the ball, open up a few short passes, and just grind this game out. I think it's going to be a close one. But I still think it's going to come down to a field goal. And I do think... I'm going to, you know, again, the first game in a tough matchup. I think I'm going with the Hawkeyes on this one, and I think that they're going to win 24-23.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Mal's Magic Man.
All right, who's it going to be for opening weekend, Mal?
I missed him. But I'm going to do something I've never done before, and I just decided this morning that I was going to do this. My Magic Man's going to be Matt Campbell. I'm going with the coach.
Ooh.
Wow.
All right. Wow.
Okay.
He has to get it done. He has to be the man. And I want to see, I really don't want to see this, but as a analyst, I would like to see the Cyclones come out and get that big win by a big margin. And that is up to Matt Campbell to get it done.
Well, right, somewhere his ears are burning going, ooh, Mal likes me finally.
No, I don't. I like him. I still think he looks like a meerkat. But I I do like him. He's trying to build a program there, and I respect the heck out of that.
Hey, thank you, Mal. We appreciate it. You have a great weekend, all right?
You too. Go Hawk.
Take care. Go Hawk.
From the east side to Dowling to Des Moines, and now to Elkhart. She's covering sports wherever she goes. It's Mal the Sports Gal on Ken Colleen and Kurt in the Morning.